Hi, this is Dr. Sani Asiai, and I'm dictating the notes from Aventara Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is October 18, 2023. First one is history and physical on Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, last name is King, K-I-N-G, in brackets, date of birth, 10-10-1939. This is 84-year-old male who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He is very confused and forgetful and has advanced Alzheimer's dementia. He denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. He is ambulatory, holding on to the wheelchair. He's eating and drinking okay. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, osteoarthritis, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, anemia, family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 1 to 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT head is atomatic and normal cephalic, pupils are equirectal to light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs bilateral, fair air entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted, labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, GERD, comma, anemia, comma, psoriasis, comma, chronic gout, plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was at the hospital and then needed to be transferred here because he was not able to take care of himself. He doesn't have any guardian. He is confused and forgetful but pleasant. I have reviewed his labs done from here. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He is ambulatory. We'll continue to monitor him closely. Next, history and physical is on Ann, A-N-N, last name is Handrock, H-A-N-D-R-O-C-K, in brackets, date of birth, 5-18-1966. This is 57-year-old female who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. She was admitted to the hospital for alcoholic liver disease with liver cirrhosis, comma, ascites, and generalized edema. Past medical history is significant for alcoholic liver disease and associated complications. Family history is non-contributory, social history. She used to smoke one pack a day. She used to drink every day. She denies any drug abuse. She doesn't work. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT head is atomatic, normal cephalic, pupils are equirectal to light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs bilateral, fair air entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, ascites is present, extremities, 2 plus pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, alcoholic liver disease with ascites, comma, edema, comma, anxiety, comma, liver cirrhosis, comma, GERD, comma, anemia, plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and then was transferred over here because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with patient, comma, her husband at bedside, comma, nursing staff, and rehab team. She would like to go home tomorrow. I advised her to not smoke or drink alcohol, and the husband assures me she will see her PCP for further care. Next history and physical is on Joan, J-O-A-N, last name is Brand, B-R-A-N-D, in brackets, date of birth, 7-10-1936. This is 87-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She fell and has multiple bruises and contusions to her whole body. She is alert, awake. She is feeling better now, and she was transferred here because of her inability to take care of herself. She denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for anemia, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, GERD. Family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications, as per test list, review of systems as per still present illness, physical examination is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, itchy, anti-head is atomic, normal, sphalic, pupils are equirector to light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pilar edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Anemia, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, GERD, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, history of falls. Plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and then was transferred here because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time of more than 50 minutes was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is starting to feel better already. We'll continue to watch her closely. Next, history and physical is on Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, last name is Dreitlin, D-R-E-I-T-L-E-I-N, in brackets, date of birth, 9-2-1949. This is a 74-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. She fell, and fortunately there was no fractures. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, GERD, comma, history of old stroke, comma, hyperlipidemia, family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per osteo-present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 2, hemodynamically stable, H-E-N-T, head is atomic, normal, spheric, pupils are equirector to light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is irregular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pilar edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Mobility dysfunction with fall, comma, failure to thrive, comma, anemia, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, epilepsy, comma, GERD. Plan, same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and was transferred here to skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is starting to eat and drink well. She is feeling better with physical therapy. We'll continue to watch her closely. She does have DVT prophylaxis. Next is progress notes on Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N. Last name is Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L. In brackets, date of birth, 10-8-1943. S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan. Anemia, dyspepsia, morbid obesity, SLE, rheumatoid arthritis. Plan, same patient is physical therapy. Her appetite is good. She is pleasant. Next one is Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Last name is Paul, P-A-U-L. In brackets, date of birth, 5-18-1950. S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan. Hypertension, alcoholic liver disease with liver cirrhosis, recent myocardial infarction with coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, anxiety and depression. Plan, same patient just came back after seeing a vascular surgeon. Her diuretics are helping her swelling. Appointment is being made for her to see the cardiologist. I had long discussion about patient's care / prognosis, etc., with patient's son and husband. Next one is Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K. Last name is Riley, R-E-I-L-L-Y. In brackets, date of birth, 3-10-1957. S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan. NIDDM, hypertension, schizoaffective disorder, seizure disorder, recent fall. Plan, same patient is doing much better now. He is alert, awake, oriented, times 3. He is eating and drinking well. His uncle and aunt are at bedside. He will be transferred to custodial care here soon. Next one is Leatrice, L-E-A-T-R-I-C-E. Last name is Ennis, E-N-N-I-S. In brackets, date of birth, 6-27-1927. S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan. GERD, morbid obesity, recent left foot fracture, recent COVID pneumonia, hypertension. Plan, same patient is still using supplemental oxygen. Her four family members are at bedside. Encouraged her to start eating more and doing more exercises, which will help her. Family is requesting a psychologist to see her because they think that she feels down. Next one is Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-E. Last name is Rotella, R-O-T-E-L-L-A. In brackets, date of birth, 1-18-1938. Same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment and plan. Hypertension, dyspepsia, osteoarthritis, recent foot fracture, anxiety and depression. Plan, same patient is getting better. Her appetite is good. She feels that she doesn't want to take any antidepressant anymore. Her daughter is at bedside, and we'll continue to monitor her closely. Next one is Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, last name is Selke, S-E-L-K-E, in brackets, date of birth, 8-7-1956. S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan, hypertension, Alzheimer's dementia, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia. Plan, same patient is doing much better. He is ambulatory without any assistive device. He is eating and drinking well. His room has been changed, which he is happy about. Next one is Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Last name is Gliena, G-L-I-E-N-N-A. In brackets, date of birth, 3-26-1940. In brackets, under hospice, S, same, ROS, same, O, same, assessment and plan. Hypertension, osteoarthritis, status post recent left hip ORIF for fracture, comma, history of diverticulosis. Plan, same patient was perceived to have a lot of pain by the nursing staff, and she has been getting morphine every 3 hours. And I had long discussion along with the examination with the hospice team at bedside, and a shared decision was made to back off of morphine, which is making her skin hypersensitive, and then hopefully she will start to improve and start to eat and drink better. We'll continue to monitor her closely. End of dictation, it starts sending SAINI.